building the kind of faith that leaves a legacy for your children.
This is Bill. Here's Neil. Hi there. I kind of have a problem with my dad.
All right.
He has a pretty big problem with how much I'm into Jesus.
Okay.
He takes my Bibles away from me and yells at me about, like, quoting scripture and stuff. He's just trying to steer me in another direction.
Well, what is your dad's spiritual interest or condition?
I don't know that he really has any. He just, like, listens to, like, rock music really loud all the time.
Uh-huh.
And has women over and stuff. In the same hour, I looked up upon him. That's Acts 22. So what should I do? I mean,
Well, why did you just quote that verse to me, though?
Why?
Well, yeah, what are you telling me?
Because it spoke to me.
You know, how did it speak to you?
Explained, like, what kind of problem I'm having now with my dad.
All right, anybody else in your family?
It's just me, my dad.
Is he divorced?
He's divorced. We moved here from L.A. His name's Rocky.
I don't know what to tell you because I know there's two sides to every story, and...
Well, we could ask him. I mean, he's just in here. He's been in bed all morning. You can hear his side if you want to hear it.
Hey!
Hey, talk to the preacher. The preacher, talk to him.
Who? Hello?
Hello, good morning. Is this Rocky?
Yeah, who's this? Yeah, it's Rocky Stillman. What am I talking to?
This is Bill, your name, Rocky.
Hey, how's it going, Bill?
All right, man. Your son just called me, and I'm not sure what the nature of the call is. I'm a little off balance here, but...
What's
going on from your perspective?
Well, I'll tell you. I mean, he seemed like a normal 17-year-old. He had lots of rock posters up and sports posters and took all that stuff down and put all this religious stuff up. And
okay.
I'm just trying to find out when... A little bit of Jesus becomes a little too much Jesus here, you know. I mean, he doesn't have any interest in women. Tried to take matters into my own hands, and that backfired.
Yeah, what was that?
I let him look at some of my old stroke books, just to see if that could kickstart an interest in him, and he came back at me with a bunch of scripture.
Okay, you guys just moved here, did I understand it right?
Yeah, we've been here a few months or something like that.
Okay, what do you do, Rocky?
Unemployed at the moment.
All right, you in the process of looking, or what's the prospects like?
I got some ideas.
Okay, and I take it your son's in school, or what's going on with him?
No, yeah, he's trying to finish off high school.
Uh-huh, okay.
That's his business, though.
Rocky, listen, I don't pretend to presume that I can solve anything over telephone. If you would like to come in, maybe, and bring your son in and sit down, and we could talk about these issues.
Are there any girls his age down there?
Well, yeah. We're a church with 28,000 people, so we got a lot of stuff going on. You know, there's...
A couple of those girls got to be on the loose side then, right?
I'm sorry, say it again?
I'll say a couple of those girls ought to be, you know, willing if they... He's a good-looking kid. I mean, he's like nearly 6 foot tall, baby blue eyes, real tight body.
Well, what would you think about coming in and meeting with me or something?
We'll talk about it. Listen, I'm going to go back get a little more shit. I'm going to put him back on. Hold on a second.
That'll be fine.
Hey! Jason, get your ass in here. Jesus, buddy's on the phone. Son of a bitch.
How'd it go?
Listen, you got a problem there, pal.
Well, what do I do about it?
I don't know. You got a serious problem. Very obvious.
That doesn't help just to quote scripture to him?
No, not in his state. You're only going to make him angry, make him hostile to you, toward God, and everybody else. You aren't going to save that man, and you aren't going to change him.
Well, should I move out of here when I turn 18? Because, like, my dad's, like, smoking weed in the house and stuff.
I can tell you got a problem, okay? And you are going to have to make a decision.
He, like, leaves stuff laying around that I really don't want to see.
I understand that.
You know?
He was very clear with me on that.
Like bongs and stuff?
You got a problem there.
You want to hear another one?
Okay, go ahead.
Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. Does that have to do with us?
Give me your chapter and verse.
That was Romans 13:13.
All right. There are things in there that could apply to you.
Yeah?
Okay. Be kindly affectionate, giving preference to one another. Okay.
I think my dad needs to hear this one. Hold on. My dad needs to hear this one. Hold on.
Whoa.
Hey. For I will not see you now, by the way.
Get the hell out of here.
Hello?
Oh.
Yeah, this is Rocky. What's up?
I don't know what's up, Rocky.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
Get the phone back.
Oh. Okay.
that's exactly the kind of behavior you need to stop doing.
Which is what?
What you just did.
What do you mean?
In the middle of a conversation, when I'm trying to help you and teach you something, you charge off with a verse and thrust the phone in front of your dad and start quoting scripture at him. Now, pal, you're not helping yourself here in a very bad situation, but you need to do some growing up.
All right.
Now, you listen to me and listen to my instructions.
Okay.
Arrange an appointment, come in and meet with our youth counselors and explain the problems you have.
Okay.
You're not honoring the Lord in your behavior like this.
Okay.
You know, grow up in the Lord here, okay?
Okay.
You need to set up an appointment.
Okay.
And they'll be happy to help you, okay?
Great. Thanks.
All right, man.
Bye.
Bye.